Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We'll be going to be talking and praying this week about being ready for the test. And took a look yesterday in our Sunday morning worship gathering here at Deer Run at the temptations of Jesus at the beginning of his ministry here on earth, as he spent 40 days in the wilderness being tempted by the devil, even as he spent that time fasting and praying, kind of culminating in what we often look at as these three temptations. That both Matthew and Luke record for us, as well as I talked about a little bit yesterday, a fourth temptation, the temptation of time, somehow it's, we want to think we've passed the test and we're done. But we read that even after Jesus refuted the temptations of Satan, it says in Luke that Satan left him for a more opportune time. He wasn't done. And even when we have victory, we need to be aware that the enemy is not finished. And we need to be diligent and on guard. And so this morning we're going to talk and pray specifically about being tested by opposition. One of the tests is the enemy uses is getting just get us to quit. If there's enough opposition, will we give up? And that was one of the tests that the Apostle Paul faced. We read in Acts chapter 20, verse 19. It says, I served the Lord with great humility and tears, although I was severely tested by the plots of the Jews. As Paul went about proclaiming the good news of Jesus, he was viewed, as were all of the apostles, as enemies of the status quo. The Jewish leaders of the day were very much opposed to any proclamation of Jesus being God. And Paul, as Saul, prior to coming into a dramatic encounter with Jesus, was one of those who believed he was doing God a favor by doing everything in his power to bring this Christianity thing to an end, to bring talk of Jesus to an end, to get people to quit sharing stories about a resurrection. And so, Paul, in a way, had an advantage when it came to standing the test of opposition because, well, he'd spent a good amount of time on the other side of the test, being the one who opposed. And what he realized is that even though the opposition, the plots to silence him, were at times very severe and very intentional, he was determined not to let it stop him. He continued to serve, and many times with tears, because it was just that difficult. We don't generally like hardship. If things get too difficult, we'll just move on to something different. We've not been trained, and we don't teach and train our young people to persevere. We try something, and if we don't like it, we try something different. And I think there's a time and place to be able to do that, but there's also a time and place where we need to learn to stick with something. That our commitment means more than just right now. And especially when it comes to our faith and our willingness to share our faith with others, it doesn't often take a lot to get us to stop. One of the great things of technology is we're able to join with others in worship and study of God's Word, not just on these morning devotions that I do, and I know there's many others that do things similar to this, but even in our Sunday worship gatherings. And it's a great tool when sickness keeps us from gathering with others. And I appreciate the fact that some of the hardships that we once dealt with have been removed from life. But there's still an element of determination. I live in an area where winters can be a bit unpredictable and sometimes quite severe, by our standards at least. There are places that would make our winters look mild. But there are times where we decide it's just going to be easier to stay home, to not worship with others, to not persevere. And we carry that through in what we're willing to do. When an opportunity to serve our neighbor, to serve a coworker, to serve a fellow student comes up, and sometimes we get really excited about it until someone asks, "Why are you doing that?" And perhaps we haven't considered why we're doing it and we don't have a good answer, or we don't think the person asking will like the answer we give. Sometimes it's, I can't tell them I'm doing it because I want to share the love of Jesus. I'm not sure why we can't say that, but the things that we consider opposition, particularly here within the United States of America where I live, I'm not saying there isn't any that takes place, but most of what we consider opposition is just our fear. The opposition Paul was talking about, or Luke's writing about, the opposition that Christians face in various parts of this world is, well, it's rather severe. Many times it's a physical opposition. It's an opposition that prevents them from society. Seeks to do them harm physically. And Paul's determination was, they're scheming and plotting and they're trying to come up with every way imaginable to get me to be silent, but I'm going to keep serving. And when it hurts, I'll cry. Whether it hurts physically, whether it hurts spiritually, whether it hurts emotionally, I'll weep, but I'll keep serving. And there are a variety of things that the enemy uses to oppose our walk with Christ, to oppose our serving others in love, to oppose our sharing of our faith. And those plots and schemes to get us to be silent, to get us to be inactive, well, they're a test. As I mentioned yesterday, tests are generally given not to show God what we know or don't know, but to show us, so that we know what we need to still work on, so that we know what we can celebrate as accomplishments by God's Spirit. And one of those areas is, how do I do in faithfully serving when things are difficult? Sometimes it's the old put your head down and your nose to the grindstone mentality that I just ought to press forward. And obviously it requires wisdom from God. It requires prayer and study of God's Word to know, is this opposition from men or is it from God? God makes it clear at least three times that He opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So a word of caution as I talk about the test of opposition. Consider yourself. If pride fills your life, that test of opposition may actually be from God. Rather than from people. And so we look at the test. We look deeply at where it's coming from. And then we look into God's Word. That was the tool that Jesus used. And we pass the test. And if it's a test that requires us to humble ourselves, we do so. If it's a test which requires us to continue faithfully serving in the midst of opposition, we do so. We cling to God, and we follow His Word. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love at times calls us to be ready for a test. And sometimes that test of opposition is because we've been filled with pride. And we've no longer allowed You to be in charge. Then You yourself oppose us. So that we would humble ourselves before You. We would restore You to the place of worship that we ought to have You in. And so, God, as we consider the opposition that we face, may we always begin by examining ourselves first. So that pride could be overcome. And we could pass that test. But Father, when the opposition comes from those who are not simply opposed to us, but more directly opposed to You, may we choose to be faithful in serving, in loving, in showing mercy, in sharing our faith, in proclaiming the good news of Jesus and how He has transformed our life. Father, help us to not live with a spirit of fear or timidity which makes us wilt at the sign of any sign of opposition to our faith. Even when it hurts emotionally, physically, spiritually, may we keep at it. May we continue to serve. And if we're serving in the midst of life with tears flowing, may those tears be used to share Jesus. Father, as we live life today. whether the opposition we face is severe or whether it's mild or whether we even notice it at all. May we be deliberate in choosing. To be ready. To be aware that the devil does not want a proclamation of Jesus as Lord, as Savior, as King. He doesn't want it through our words. He doesn't want it through our life. And so, God, when the test of opposition comes, may we be ready that our faith holds and our love for you is visible in the way we love people. And Father, as we pass that test, may we lift up Jesus as the only reason we're even able to pass it, so that as we lift him up, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.